Thank you for calling. How can I help?
Hi, I'm an existing customer, client of Penguin Book Writers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to get in touch with, I guess, someone in senior management. Can you help
okay.
me?
Sure. May I have your name?
Sure. My name is Larry, and last name, Captain Zaro, CATANZARO.
Okay, Larry, just give me one moment. Let me...
Sure. Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, Larry, you need to wait on the call for another 2 minutes because I'm transferring your call over.
Yeah,
here.
That's fine.
All right?
Yeah, that's fine. Thank you. Yep,
You're
thank
welcome.
You.
Much for staying in line. How may I help you?
Yep. Sure. My name is Larry Catanzaro. Can I have your name?
My name is Lisa Taylor.
I'm sorry, Lisa Taylor?
Yeah, that's correct. May I know what...
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Well, Lisa, I'm hoping you could help me. So I signed up with Penguin Book Writers, I don't know, I think September of last year.
Okay.
I wrote a children's book, and I want you guys to, you know, do the artwork, you know, edit and all that stuff that goes with it. Since then, I mean, it's June now, and I'm not even halfway done with the book. Like, I get maybe one page every 2 weeks, it seems like, if that.
Mm-hmm.
And at this pace, it won't be done until after Christmas, which
mm-hmm.
kind of seems excessive. I'm sure you probably agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
But on top of that, I've had two different project managers. I had Don Rhodes,
mm-hmm.
who apparently I'm told was terminated.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had a girl named Janice Ford.
Mm-hmm.
Who went dark. So I don't know if she's not with the company anymore, but she's disappeared as well.
Okay.
When she was assigned, which was in April,
mm-hmm.
she talked me into sending another $3,000, which I did,
mm-hmm.
and supposedly your company was buying writer's insurance for me.
Mm-hmm.
And it was supposed to be some type of a lifetime writer's policy.
Mm-hmm.
So I did it. Reluctantly, I paid it. I don't have a policy, and I've been asking. I'm on 2 months. That's kind of silly.
Mm-hmm.
Is there not a policy? Like, I'm just trying to understand what the hell is going on at this point.
Okay. All right. I'm very sorry for the inconvenience, Lawrence. I am going to go ahead and have a word with your project manager, see what's going on, along with the team.
Which is who now? Who is that?
I have to check on that. Tell me something. Have you been receiving any kind of work, any progress on the project?
Well, that's what I'm saying. You know, so when Janice got involved, she took over for Don Rhodes, right? And I was extremely patient. And I was getting like one page, like maybe every 2 weeks. Janice, when she got involved, she said that, Don did that to a lot of the customers and Don got terminated, but I'm going to get this expedited. We're going to put an additional illustrator on the project. So from that time in April, I might have got 2 slides since then, 3 tops, 3 pages. And this last one, I got one yesterday. That's the first one in 2 weeks. So obviously I'm concerned with the progress, but I'm more concerned that, I've been asking for this policy. How can you get a policy without my signature, without giving me a copy of it? How do I even know I have this policy?
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. And for that, I will have to talk to multiple departments. The insurance and copyrights department, it's a completely different department where your order is forwarded and they solely work on this particular service only. Similar to that, we have a production team in terms of editing and writing. We have a team of expert writers and editors. So anything related to writing stuff, that goes to them. So that's why I'm telling you that just give me like an hour or so. I'm going to call you back and provide you the complete update. And just a heads up, Janice has actually left the company. That's the reason why you haven't been hearing from her. She got a better opportunity and she just left. So unfortunately, somebody should have, reached out to you and informed you about that. Anyhow, let me find out who the project manager is and where your project is assigned, and I'm going to call you back on this same number. Sounds good?
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good. And listen, one other thing. I mean, when Janice did get involved, I think since September, October of last year, you guys have had my transcript. She started doing the work on it. In April, I finally got someone to read it and edit the wording. I mean, that makes no sense. Like, normally that's done in the beginning of the project. But, I can't blame Don Rhodes. Don's gone. Janice made it right. But it's just, I just want to do something. Like, I need an end date, like a project plan, something. That's all I'm looking for. Okay, I'm done bitching. Do you want my phone number?
I understand where you're coming from. Let me just go ahead and inquire about the timeline, see what kind of progress we've made, and I will get back to you.
Okay, do you want my phone number?
This is the same number. You can call back on the same number. It's the main line. And ask for Lisa Taylor or provide them my extension. It is 606.
Oh, no, I'm saying my number. Are you calling me back? You said you're calling me back. Do you want my phone number?
Yes, I do. I'm going to call you back on this very same number.
Oh, okay. You have it. Okay.
Yeah. All right, then. Thank you for your time.
I appreciate it.
Get back to you as soon as possible.
Great. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.